Okay, so get past the credit card interest rates and all that. First comes the shopping, then comes the gift opening, then comes the mad rush to return what you don't want. Here with advice on how to make that return process easier this year, if at all, we welcome back Consumer Reports' Todd Marks, also known as Tightwad Todd. Good to see you.
Good to hear you again.
Okay, so, you know, apparently this time around, this year it's a little tougher to make those returns. Why?
Well, you know, 17% of retailers in a National Retail Federation survey actually reported that that they've tightened their policies this year versus last. 80% of retailers said that they're not changing their policy versus last holiday season. And so it's getting a little tighter, and the reason is simple. It's unfortunately bad apples, you know, people that are crooks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, fraudulent returns are expected to cost retailers something in the neighborhood of $3 billion this holiday season alone.
So,
and,
well,
you know, the innocent pay for it.
Mm-hmm. When we say they're making it tighter, it's more difficult, meaning window of opportunity has narrowed, meaning you've got to have a certain, you know, look about your receipt or your gift receipt. What do you mean? Break it down for me.
It really comes down to following the letter of the law. That is, they're not making you return things any sooner. In fact, most places are pretty generous. We did a study recently, and we found that the return periods are mostly in the 90 to 180-day range, just the standard 30 days. You know, it depends. Mm-hmm. Every chain is different, and they have different terms and conditions for different product classes. Jewelry might be different than clothing. That might be different than furniture. You got to look carefully.